Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. Welcome back to part two of An Enmeshed Family. Last week, we talked about what does an enmeshed family look like? And I gave you guys 13 different characteristics of an enmeshed family. And most importantly, we talked about why do a lot of brown families have this dynamic? And I thought it was super helpful. And I know so many of you guys were probably laughing to yourselves and nodding your head as you're driving and listening to my podcast. I just wanted to add, if you guys have been enjoying my podcast, learning from it, please, please, please write me a review, share it with a friend. It would just mean so much, especially as a woman of color, as a brown woman, as an entrepreneur. It's not easy. And taking my time to do this every week is my passion. But there's so many people who could benefit from this if we shared it, if we wrote reviews on it. And if there's something you want me to talk about and you want to hear more about, or you'd like to discuss further, please reach out to me. I love when people do that. You can talk to me on social media, on my Instagram, my Facebook, or just email me directly at payal@mdthemindfuldoctor.com. I'm always open to discussion. Okay, so back to our topic for today, enmeshment. Having an enmeshed family dynamic is dysfunctional. There is no way around it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's just something that we've gotten used to because it's been passed down from generation to generation. We are not familiar with any other way of living. For many of us, that's how our families looked. We've seen the grandparents, the uncles, the aunties, and then we bring it into our own families, not knowing that it stems from trauma, right? Or illness, mostly trauma. And I think the trauma, and a lot of times, is very minor. We don't even think about it, but like, man, it is traumatic to be an immigrant, to move to a new country, to be in a new culture with a new language, to feel like you have to prove yourself, earn your spot. And this is not something that we make up in our heads. We are hearing this again and again from society, right? The amount of racism and open racism that has happened in the last, I want to say, 5, 6, 7 years has been exponential. They've had more and more immigrants coming. And I'm speaking in terms of the United States, but think about even our families who, grew up in South Asia and different parts of Asia, different countries. They had their own trauma, war, travel, scarcity, like the list can go on, right? So it makes sense why enmeshment is present in families, and also it doesn't have to continue to be this way. We're able to respect everyone's needs and feelings, able to communicate clearly what we desire and establish what's okay and what's not. Now, when I say these things, you're probably cringing because you're thinking about, oh my God, if I said this, like it would go off not so well, you know, with your parents, your in-laws, or your spouse, right? Whoever you're struggling with, maybe your siblings. When we don't have this, if you guys check in with yourself, it creates a lot of emotions inside of us, right? And we're going to get into like, what do kids feel like when we've grown up in a space where we haven't had this safety. So an example of, you know, not having the boundary is when parents overshare personal information or they don't respect your privacy. I'm sure that we have many examples of that. I'll tell you guys, some of my favorite ones is when my parents think they're helping me, giving me free advice as to how to raise my kids. and and it's like simple things like, well, I don't think they should eat this for dinner. My dad's favorite thing is like, make sure you cut their hair in a way so that it's square and not round and for my boys in their back of their head. So I think that these are like tiny ways, but there's some bigger examples that I'm sure you can think of too. Also, I want you guys to think about this. Do you guys have parents that when they disagree on stuff and have an argument, they call you and they tell you the whole story of why they're right and their other parent is not? That's lack of boundaries, guys. That's enmeshment. There is an expectation that you're more their friend than their kid, right? And this is something that I kind of just grew up with and I didn't really ever think about until I started doing this work. And I started saying, hey, that this is not the right place to discuss this, or I don't want to get involved. This is not the right place for me as a daughter. And it ruffled some feathers for sure, and also improved our relationship moving forward, because I wasn't like the security blanket for them. And it allows them to actually go and find people outside their community or their homes. It's interesting because we actually don't want to open up to people outside our family about like our dirty laundry, right? And also that is what's kept this codependency going for so long, is this whole image that we have to maintain in front of other people. So this is going to ruffle feathers, right? And also you're going to have a real relationship probably for the first time. So what are the burdens that we carry when we grow up in this kind of situation? What are the burdens our kids are going to carry if we continue this? It's the responsibility of taking care of your parents when you're not necessarily emotionally mature to do this. And that I remember stories about this, kind of confusion in the role that we play, right? Are we the child? Are we the friend? Are we the confidant? Like, what are we? Prioritizing parents' needs above our own. And I'm giving this example as we are the children and the parents who are quite old at this point. But it makes sense, right? Once we understand why we are the way we are, we can decide how much of it we want to pass on to the next generation. And finally, the lack of respect for feelings, needs, and individuality, right? These are the burdens that were carried by those of us who grew up in these kind of homes. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because we've been sugarcoating a lot of things for a long time. This is why it's important to think about this, reflect on this, and then decide how much of this you want to bring on to the next generation. So kids need to individualize from their parents. And this is a very new concept for a lot of our parents, because they want to protect us, right? But even in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, like it continues to be at this this situation, because they see us as their young children. So separating ourselves physically, emotionally, intellectually, and even spiritually is so valuable, and really creates so much safety for our own being in the world, right? And our being an individual in this space. This is not so obvious to most of us, because we didn't really see it happening. But think about like teenagers, right? So I'm a pediatrician, for those of you guys who didn't know that by training, and teenagers are naturally trying to do that, right? They're trying to separate themselves, find their own style and their own kind of way of dressing, way of speaking. We may not agree with it, those of us who may already have teens, or have teens in the family, that this is kind of how they're trying to find their own way and their own path. And this is when there's the most amount of tension too, right? Because we don't love the choices that they're always making. And our parents hated the choices that we were making too, and which create a lot of conflict also. So this kind of living is very limited, right? And it keeps us stuck emotionally, and almost like this, kind of like we never grow up. And I think some of us may have married people who have also stayed emotionally immature. And it's because of this kind of dynamic that happens, right? Living this way is very confusing for a lot of people, because there's such a dependence that even for the parents, as they get older, they are still dependent on their children for things that they could probably do on their own. And it doesn't allow for us to grow, right? We limit ourselves in a lot of ways. Enmeshment is super confusing because it kind of gives you a feeling of closeness, but it's not healthy closeness, right? So it creates like this emotional bond, a dependence, and really intimate connection with family, but it's not healthy. It's unhealthy dependence and connection. And so basically what's happening is you're using other people to fill your emotional kind of needs and not allowing them to be who they are, right? And I know that they come from a good place and good intentions, but this is what's happening, right? And this is why I'm talking about this today. Adults should not use their children or others to make themselves feel valued and safe. How many times have we done that, right? When our kids, if you have kids, show up and, you know, like don't behave their best, like at a party or Diwali party. Let me throw that out there, right? You're kind of like, oh, that's a reflection of me and I want them to behave good so I can feel good. No, like that's not helpful, right? And so what is the aftermath of all of this, right? The legacy it leaves behind is people who are seeking approval, right? And they have low self-worth. All these things I know I've had and I can totally relate to. Fear of abandonment. I'm constantly, this is something I'm obsessing over. It's like I'm scared I'm going to lose the people I care about, right? My friendships or whatever it is, right? Anxiety. We don't develop a strong sense of self. And we can't really be touching with our own feelings and our interests because we have been so focused outwardly. We don't end up pursuing our own goals, right? The ones that we really, really want to pursue. And we carry this like inappropriate amount of guilt for responsibility. And we may even like struggle with speaking up for ourselves. And I think a lot of us get into codependent relationships as we get older. So these could be dating, marriage, all the above. And also parenting, right? I'm not going to, you know, like I'm definitely going to say that we might be passing it on, right? We may not learn to self-soothe, right? This is something I talk to a lot of parents about because as a pediatrician, we talk about like, is your child able to soothe, right? Soothe themselves to sleep or whatever, right? As adults, how do you respond and react when things aren't going well or they're not going the way that you hoped or intended? Do you tend to want to like avoid everything, go and like sit on your phone and scroll for hours? Do you want to, you know, take out the wine? Do you want to overexercise? Do you want to overeat? Like there's so many things, right, that we could be doing to avoid actually feeling the thing. And finally, we actually feel responsible for the people who have mistreated us, right? And refuse to take responsibility themselves. I think this is a fascinating, fascinating topic. Finally, if this is how you grew up, right? And you don't want to keep this going and you want to actually have a real relationship with your parents or you want to create a new relationship. If you have like children, right? You want to pass on something new and different to your kids. You get to do this. This is a choice, right? And you start with setting healthy boundaries, right? What does that mean? This is what I work with my clients very deeply, is we learn to understand what is healthy and unhealthy first and foremost. And then we get to decide where is my safe space. And we practice, even if we feel guilt or shame or whatever it is, exercising that, right? So I'm planting the seed for you guys. It's a lot more involved, but at least, you know, you understand that there is possibility of change. Next, you discover who you are, right? You really spend your time to ask yourself, like, what do I really like? What do I really want? If you took away all the expectations, like, what is my favorite restaurant? My kids make fun of me sometimes because they're like, oh, it's your birthday, where do you want to go? And I couldn't come up with like what would be good for everyone. And I'm like, this is interesting to me that I wouldn't just say this is what I want. Right. So it's in big and small ways. I just give you guys a little small example, like where do you want to go on vacation? You know, like that's something that you can ask yourself. What are your goals? What are your strengths? Right. I think sometimes we're trained to not say good stuff about ourselves. And so like, take this time to do that. Next, stop feeling guilty. Right. Feeling guilty doesn't make anything better. It actually makes it really worse because you're avoiding the people that you actually care about, that you want to be around. And finally, this is the most important part, get support. You're not going to be able to break away from this on your own until you understand that it's actually happening or it's happened and that you're also contributing to it. So being able to do the work is the most important thing. So there you go. There is my part two of enmeshment, having unhealthy physical and emotional boundaries with loved ones. I'd love to go deeper in this topic. And I know that you guys have been completely relating to what I'm talking about. It's time to make these changes, right? And let me help you. I would love, love, love to work with you. I do it already with all my lovely clients and get you to the place that you want to be, right? Find a time that works, that we can connect. It is such a gift and honor to be in this space and understand in depth what is happening in our culture and our community. I hope this was helpful. I'd love to hear back from you. What kind of stuck, what didn't stick, what was helpful, what wasn't helpful. I'm all ears. Have a lovely day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.